AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump is set to impose tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China.
They'll be 25% on goods from America's northern and southern neighbors and 10% on China.
Starting tomorrow, those tariffs will be in place.
White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt says these are promises made, promises kept by the president. Canada's Justin Trudeau's making his own promise.
It's not what we want, but if he moves forward, we will also act.
Plan A, plan B.
Mexico's Claudia Sheinbaum says her government is also ready to retaliate. A trade war between the three nations could trigger higher prices while disrupting energy, auto, and other sectors. There is no word if the president would exempt Canadian and Mexican oil imports from the tariffs. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Authorities say 41 bodies have been pulled from the Potomac River following the Wednesday night mid-air collision between an Army helicopter and an American Airlines passenger jet. Washington, D.C. Fire Chief John Donnelly says 28 bodies have been positively identified. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the Black Hawk crew did have night vision goggles.
Now, we don't know is whether the goggles were engaged or up. And anyone that's been in the military knows you might use them, you might flip them up while flying. But if the qualification was a night flight, they could have been used. You have a lot of ambient light, a lot of things happening around Reagan. There can be depth perception problems. Again, that's speculation. Our investigation will tell us more. We also don't yet have the black box from the Black Hawk. When we do, we'll get a sense of internal communications.
The audio courtesy of the Fox News channel Fox and Friends. Federal authorities say a man has agreed to plead guilty to unsafely operating a drone that collided with a firefighting aircraft during the deadly Palisades fire in Los Angeles. This is AP News. Weight loss drugs are growing in popularity.
A new poll finds adults believe it's a good thing rather than a bad thing for adults to use weight loss drugs. Ozempic, Wegovy, and other brands have surged in popularity for people struggling with obesity or have a health condition tied to their weight. A new AP Norick Center for Public Affairs research poll finds about half of those asked think it's a good thing. Americans are divided if it's good for kids 12 to 18. About half strongly or somewhat favor having Medicare and Medicaid cover weight loss drugs for people who have obesity. Dr. Kai Jones is with the Washington University School of Medicine.
Formularies change where medications are covered and they're no longer covered. And that's something we really have to counsel folks about because we know that stopping these medications can often lead to weight regain.
About 6 in 10 of those surveyed believe it's a very or somewhat bad thing for adults to take them for weight loss if they're not obese. Ed Donahue, Washington.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.